77 WABC.
We have a lovely show for you ahead of us today. Lou Manfredini is here taking your questions.
I had a couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died. The smell is like open garbage cans.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have a rental unit where the tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Good morning. Good morning.
I am woken by the lovely fragrance by skunk.
Good morning.
Hey, you didn't say all those questions were going to be pretty. Here's your host for the next hour, Lou Manfredini. So don't touch that dial. Stay tuned in to House Smarts Radio, right here on 77 WABC.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's me, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Thanks so much for sharing the morning with us this morning. What can we help you with? In and around your home, just give us a call at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Say hi to Bruce. When you call in, he'll put you on hold, and we will get you on the air as quickly as possible. We just have an hour, as we normally do with you every Saturday morning, and I always like getting the text messages and calls saying, how come you're not on longer? We need to make that happen. Right, we just need to wake up earlier. That's all. Lindsay's here this morning. Good morning. How are you? Nice to see you.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
I missed you last week.
Oh yeah, you were off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Took the morning off for the man. Santa Claus.
Santa. That was good. Right. And the girls had a nice time.
Yeah, we took our girls to see him, and it was a very nice. It was a great morning. It's so fun to watch their eyes and, you know, light up at all this magic.
Right.
And we do the elf on the shelf right now. Which,
right.
Did your kids do the
no,
elf?
No, that
we
was long.
Didn't either.
That was way after
so
my
So it's
kids.
All new. It's yeah. fun, but it is a lot of pressure.
Right.
Because if you forget.
You know, my biggest pressure came from, you know, we're Catholic. And so we set up, get some religious decorations around the home. And we have a little manger and creche that we put up. And kind of our family tradition is, you know, we've got the little figurines there. And on Christmas morning as a family, we sing happy birthday to little baby Jesus.
Oh,
we put him
cute.
In the thing, right? But my wife and I, in all these years we've been married, we argue with the fact that she'll set it all up and the wise men will be right there next to the manger. And or next to the creche. It's not the manger, it's actually what the baby's in. I go, well, the wise men aren't there. She's like, well, what do you mean? I go, they haven't come yet. They don't come for like 6 days. So I take them and I place them in the dining room and I move them. So all of a sudden,
no,
so like
don't.
I move them.
You do?
Yeah. So every couple of days, they're getting a little closer.
You are cute.
Before the elf on the shelf, like actually it's funny that I'm bringing this up because last night when I went to go to bed and I turned the lights off, we have a china cabinet and they're now in the china cabinet because they're kind of making the rounds. And I said, oh, I got to move them over one more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so I think today when I get home, they're getting a little closer. You know, because they're walking. It takes a long time.
Yep.
All right, we got a bunch of stuff. The interview that we have today is, like, amazing to me. A guy invented the Uber for snow plowing. That
Brilliant.
Is a cool idea.
Yes.
They started in Syracuse, and they have an app, and if all of a sudden,
in the Syracuse,
they started in the Syracuse, where it's cold and snowy, and you need to get your driveway plowed or whatever. There's an app, just like Uber, and these guys are connected to it, and they can come and do that. That is so smart. So we're going to talk to the co-founder of the company coming up a little bit later on this morning, and then Lindsay and I put together some holiday gift ideas that today really is, it's really not about the home, but more than holiday gift giving. And but what's neat about what we're talking about today are the products that you buy have a component of giving back. And I think that that's really kind of fun. You're actually wearing one of the companies on your head, under your...
On my melon.
On your melon. That's a little tip. We've featured the company before, Love Your Melon, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them as well. But the whole idea of giving gifts but also having a sort of a philanthropic, so great stories behind some of the companies that we talked about. And I think that it's just a double whammy that you can give a gift and then also help people out
and
as well.
And there are so many of them out there. I had no idea you know, it's not like you get a little keychain that says thanks for your donation. These are really legitimate, cool,
and nice
gifts.
Stuff.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that Love Your Melon beanie that you have on, it's a really well-made, you know, crafted hat. So that's kind of nice. Very nice. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Let's start things out this morning in Connecticut, where Francis is. Francis, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been listening to your show for the last 3 or 4 months. I find it very interesting. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're so nice. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. How can I help you?
Yes, well, you know, I own a home for like 19 years, and but now I live in an apartment house, but I still, you know, like to listen to things like this because I learn a lot of things. Now, my landlord just had put some kind of device in my kitchen. It's over the stove, so if there's a fire or something, this donut-type device, I guess, will open up or something and put the fire out, but I have no idea what this item is. You have
it's a fire, it's some type of fire suppression system, but is it a battery operated thing?
No, it's on a magnet and it just hangs over the stove, and the maintenance guy told me that if a fire developed on the stove, it would just burst open and put the fire out.
Really? Does it have any does it have any markings on it?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I'm legally blind, so I don't know. So I guess he figured I didn't need to know because, like, well, you're blind anyway, so what do you need to know? But
oh,
I was just wondering.
I like that attitude.
Kind of new, is this some kind of new device they got out here?
No, I'm familiar with some things like that. It's interesting that it's on a magnet. You know, my guess is it's some type of fire extinguisher product that has a heat sensor on it. That comes to a certain level that if you were to have, I assume you do your own cooking.
Yes.
Right. And do you have any sight whatsoever or are you completely blind where you cannot see this at all?
Very little. I mean, I felt it. And like I said, it's on a heavy, it hangs magnet on the magnets on the top. And then it's like a little, you know, a little bit of a, I guess, a metal thing coming down. This is this round donut.
But it's affixed to something, right? In other words, it's not dangling
it's
a chain.
It's underneath the hood.
It's under the hood.
Magnet,
I see.
So it just hangs there.
Now, is this something that was done just out of a nice effort to, you know, give you an added sense of security? Or do you know if they've placed this in other units as well?
It's also in all the other units because we did have a fire in one of the apartments this past Sunday. So all of a sudden, you know, they're coming around with these and didn't explain, you know, what they really are.
Yeah. Hmm. It's got to be some type of fire suppression. I wish that, did you have someone that could come over and take a picture of it? I would love, so curious to know what it is exactly myself. I mean, it's got to be some type of fire extinguisher system that's got a heat sensor on it.
Right.
But I'd be curious to know, it's, you know, the people that typically make that stuff would be like a First Alert, or it's a, it could be a commercial item with a different brand name like BK. But, you know, those, if it's what I think it is, you know, that fire on the stove would have to get pretty hot for that thing to kick off.
I hope so because, you know, I only do like saute. I don't do any kind of deep frying. I just kind of like saute and I do steam things. So I just want to make sure this
doesn't stop. Yeah. No. It would be a pretty hot, it would get pretty hot. It's probably, my guess is it's somewhere in the neighborhoods of over 700-800 degrees before it would go.
I don't have to worry about that then.
No, well, I mean, it gets pretty warm. You know, in an apartment, I assume the hood, do you even know if the hood exhausts outside? It probably just recirculates.
I think it just recirculates. That's the impression I got.
Right. So, you know, that it's not like you're going to take any of that heat out of there when you're using it. But if you have someone that can take a picture of it, I'd be curious if they could email it to see it. And I'm happy to do a little research for you and find out exactly what it is.
Okay, and I guess what is your website?
Go to HouseSmartsTV.com.
HouseSmartsTV.com,
and you can have someone email me the picture there.
Okay, I guess it'll be a few weeks, but as soon as
I'll be around, Francis.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. I really appreciate that. I got to look into that. That's not familiar exactly with that device and what that is. But I would think that they would give her a little bit more information than just say, oh, we're going to put it here, and you're blind anyway. Well, that's great. I'm blind. How about you give me a little bit more of some explanation of what's going on. Be a little more compassionate, for crying out loud. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Where you put your hand up like Diana Ross. You're like, stop in the name of love. Let's talk to Linda, who's in New Jersey. Linda, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a freezer that I think is haunted.
Oh, all right.
And you go on and walk into the kitchen, and the door is open. No one has been in there.
No way.
It opens whenever it feels like it.
When you is it a top freezer, side by side? What
it's
is it?
Top freezer.
How old is it?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know how old. It's been there a while.
Okay. All right. Well, my guess is you just need a new gasket around the freezer.
Okay.
Which, if you're going to do it, I would do it around the fridge too. But how about we test? Let's try this. Do you have any masking tape?
Yes.
Okay. So tonight, when you go to bed,
uh-huh.
and you close it, tape the door shut.
Oh, okay.
Put a piece of tape on the front and tape it on the side.
Uh-huh.
Nice and secure. You know, push it on there. And hopefully in the morning when you wake up, if the tape is peeled away, then we have something to worry about.
Okay.
Right? Then it's time to get out. But if it stays closed, do you rent or do you own?
I own.
Okay. How handy are you, Linda?
My husband is very.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then your husband can look on the you know, there's a little dial, or rather a plate on there that'll have the serial number and the model number.
Okay.
And you can either go to a local appliance supplier in Jersey near you, or you can order online.
Mm-hmm.
The gasket, depending on the fridge, could cost you $40 or $140.
Oh, okay.
But they literally just, they peel off and they pop back on.
Oh, okay. So
it couldn't be any easier to replace. It's a magnet, and over time they can lose their oomph. And, you know, the other thing, too, to pay attention to is take a look at what's hanging on the door. A lot of times, over time, if freezers and fridges haven't been defrosted,
uh-huh.
ice can get underneath that plastic on the molded part of a door, and it can actually swell up a little bit,
uh-huh.
you know, sort of like we all are during the holiday season, swollen. and so then it has a hard time closing. Many times, just defrosting the unit, unplug it, take everything out, put it in a cooler, and letting it defrost for 6 hours will make a huge difference.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Linda, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
List.
He's making a list.
Checking it twice.
You're going to find out who's not your nice.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back. Santa Claus is coming to town. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. How about we take a quick call before we do our new to Lou 2? Joan is in Manhattan. Joan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Very good morning to you. I love your radio program.
Thank you. How can I help you?
So I saw this dream beach house, and I want to buy it, but it smells very musty. Is this a hard problem to solve, to get rid of this, or should I just walk away, or should I consider this?
Well, tell me a little bit about the house. Has the house been occupied?
Yeah, it's a summer community.
Right.
When
did you go see the house? What time frame of the year? Did you recently go see it?
Actually, it was about 2 months ago, but it's still for sale.
Okay. Can we go see it again now, or is it shut down?
If I want to, I think the realtor would let me look at it again if I gave a call.
Right. Here's my point. That musty smell, okay, tell me, does the home, is it on a crawl space? Is it next to the water? Is it a frame house? Give me some description.
It's right next to the water. It's on a high bluff, right, or a high, so it's right on the water, mm-hmm, but it's pretty high because I'm worried about global warming.
Right. As a lot of people are, Joan. Yeah, you're right. No. The reason I ask you this is because, you know, that musty smell, it's not uncommon that you'd find that, especially in a closed-up house during the summer months when it's humid, and many times that can be solved just literally by opening up windows. However, if we've got a mildew and mold issue, that's something you need to address to make sure that there's not some larger issue there. And I'd be really curious if you went to go see it now in December that, it's been closed up. And my guess is if they either shut it down and turn the heat off or they leave the heat on a little bit, if there's no musty smell now, that could be a nice sort of telltale sign that say, hey, it just might be the fact that nobody's been in the house or hasn't been used or whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if it's musty
in December, walk away.
Walk away. Okay.
Yeah. It's musty in December, walk away. If you walk in there now going, huh, that's not so bad. But I think that if you still all of a sudden go back there and you say, well, it doesn't smell as bad and I love this place, when you go to buy it, you put it on a contingency to have an inspection, and it's something that you raise with the inspector prior to this to really do an analysis to find out about some infiltration of moisture, if there's a mildew issue anywhere. Does the home have a crawl space or is it built on a slab?
I didn't see
any kind of basement.
I didn't see a crawl space, but I might not have, you have to really look for crawl spaces. You have to
right, exactly. You know, the thing I'll tell you too, Joan, is that, look, I want people to buy the homes that they love, and I want you to fall in love for the right reasons, and so now if you were to get to go back and sell it for sale, certainly the realtor lets you in there, go in there with a really critical eye, right? And actually, do you have like a good friend that you trust that maybe you could take with you? Somebody that's willing to say, Joan, are you crazy? One of those friends. I'll send Lindsay. Lindsay, you're going with Joan, and you're going to go see the house.
I'll tell you like it is.
Yeah, she'll tell you like it is. But my point is sometimes having another set of eyes or somebody that can come with you can say, oh, my gosh, I love this. Look over here. Because many times when you're looking at a home like this, you get a little starry-eyed, like I really want to buy it. And you look over some of the things that might be right in front of your nose, and it comes back to bite you in the you-know-what after you buy it.
My parents' house has a terrible leak in the basement, and it's very musty, and I have no idea where to start on.
Where do they live?
Staten Island.
Yeah.
I have no idea where to start.
You want to start with a basement waterproofing company that can come in and do an analysis for you. They can find that out. We've had a couple of them on the show that we have talked to in the past. The nice thing about it is they'll come and give you a free estimate. They'll let you know exactly what's going on. One of the companies that we've talked to in the past is called Healthy Way Waterproofing.
Okay.
And I think they work, they go to Staten Island too, so they work all over. Healthy Way Waterproofing.
Thank you.
You got it. Good luck, okay? Let me know what happens with that home. I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. All right, let's talk about holiday gift ideas. But in particular, if you're looking for some gift ideas, are you going to also put this up on the Facebook page too? Already there, babe, she says. Take a listen to some great holiday gift ideas that actually give back.
This weekend for holiday gift ideas, gifts that actually give back. Who knew there were so many out there that offer such cool stuff? We had a hard time choosing, but here are three hands-down awesome companies. The first was easy. Brian and Bradford Manning are two blind brothers. At a young age, they were diagnosed with an eye disease called Stargardt that destroys central vision over time, a disease someone near and dear to me was recently diagnosed with as well. You may have seen Brian and Bradford when they were featured on a little show called Ellen a couple years back. Two Blind Brothers is one of the fastest growing charitable clothing brands in the country, a luxury clothing project focusing on quality, comfort, and sense of touch. With a work crew of 70% that are blind or visually impaired, Two Blind Brothers donates 100% of its profits to researchers and the foundation Fighting Blindness to find cures for blindness. And right now they're offering their Shop Blind campaign, where they have taken down all the products, descriptions, and images and asked the simple question, will you trust us? Trust is a huge part of being visually impaired, and they are trying to translate that into an e-commerce experience. You can visit them at twoblindbrothers.com. Next, by now, you've probably heard of, or at least seen, the Love Your Melon hats. Love Your Melon was started in 2012 by two college guys whose original goal was to improve the lives of children battling cancer by putting a hat on every one of them. They started out as just knit hats, but have since expanded to scarves, headbands, candles, pillows, and apparel. Great quality stuff and really, really cute. The company donates 50% of all profits to charities working towards ending pediatric cancer and has given over $4.7 million to the cause to date. Starting at $30, find out more at loveyourmelon.com. And lastly, but certainly not least, Cuddle and Kind. After watching a documentary on childhood hunger, the Woodgate family of five decided to do something about it. Cuddle and Kind makes beautiful hand-knit dolls that help feed children. So for every Cuddle and Kind doll sold, they give 10 meals to children in need. Available in a variety of characters, including Stella the polar bear, Wyatt the fox, Sebastian the Lamb. They start at $50 on cuddleandkind.com. A video and links to all of these great companies are posted on Lou's Facebook page, so please, please check this out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It's such a cool idea. If you go to my Facebook page, you will see a bunch of different items, all the items we just talked about. And we're going to, next week, I think, talk about some more items that are not necessarily giving back. But I love the whole concept of making an investment and saying, you know, the Love Your Melon, which we've talked about in the past, where, you know, they're helping kids with pediatric cancer and making sure that they have a hat to wear for so many of them losing their hair when they go through chemo or whatever it is. I mean, as parents, you know, it's the worst thing ever to think about kids going through that, or these guys with the shirts, and I mean the, you know, two blind brothers. I mean, right. Just trying to make make a positive out of all this, right. And try and get that research and raise that money, and so you get to benefit from this really cool gift. We had a chance to look at these shirts, and just like I think that most people who are blind, the tactile side of it is so important. These
right. Their most powerful sense is touch.
Yeah, and the shirts and they feel so good. I mean, right. It's really so
right.
Nice.
Really
cool. So check that out. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll find more information about that there. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. When we come back, how about this? If you need a snowplow, it's almost like calling an Uber. It's amazing how technology is changing the way we live our lives. We'll learn more coming up right after the break.
77 WABC.
Of course, you could have the HVAC contractor back, or if you wanted, are you capable, or do you have anybody that could change out a thermostat?
I do a lot of things, Lou. My kids call me Carol the Carpenter.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC.
Welcome back. We love Carol Carpenter. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, Lindsay found, or these guys found us. How did we find these people?
Yeah, they reached out to us, and I sent it over to you and said, hey, look at these guys. This is pretty cool.
Joining us on the phone line right now is Wills Mahoney. He's one of the co-founder of a company called Plows. Wills, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I am fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so Plows and Mows, we've been around for a little over 4 years right now. We're in 20 markets across the country. We're moving into northern New Jersey currently right now. But we're a lot of people call us the Uber for snow plowing and lawn mowing. So, you know, basically, customer goes into our app, enters a few things of information, and then that summons a snow plow to their house. So it's a really simple solution. You know, the customer gets an ETA too as well, so they know when the snow plow is coming. And they also get a picture of the completed job. So, yeah, that's basically what our app does.
What were you doing 5 years ago?
So before I had an IT management company, but had the idea. The idea really came about because my mom couldn't get out of her driveway, and it was during a major snowstorm. And I said, sure, no problem. I'll call up some landscaping companies, and not a single person picked up their phone. So, meanwhile, while I was out shoveling her driveway, I saw snowplow trucks driving by, and I said, "Hey, there's got to be a better way."
Right. So you're not a guy that has a Chevy Silverado with a big plow on the front of it. You saw this demand, this need, and I know a lot of guys, a lot of landscape contractors who do snow plowing, and while they're super busy, they also end up having a lot of bandwidth. Like, they have openings, especially driving by somebody's house, where, boy, if there was a way to organize these folks, they could help other people and make more money.
Correct. And that's what our app does for them. So they're only seeing jobs on their existing route. So, you know, these are houses before Plows and Mows that they were, you know, just driving by. And, you know, now we're giving them an optimized route and allowing them to be much more efficient when they're snow plowing.
So I'm going to think about this from a bunch of different angles. So I'm a landscape contractor. I've got half a dozen trucks that I plow snow with, and then I sign up with you with Plows, and I tell you that, hey, I work in I work in northern New Jersey, and this is where I work, and then you guys establish kind of a net of or an area where they could potentially be the provider, the service provider in that area?
Correct. That is correct. Yep.
And then people then sign up for the app. I assume that they put a credit card in there or whatever. How do I would imagine for the contractor, you know, if you call them out the first time,
mm-hmm.
they've never been to your property. They don't know the driveway or whatever needs to be done. Do you kind of rely on the homeowner to describe it all?
Yeah, so the homeowner can take a picture of their driveway. So beforehand, they also, can put notes too as well. We do recommend that people stake their driveways, so the driveways are outlined.
Right.
That's always the best way of going about that. Yes.
Right. And then, is it based as the price based on the width and the length and that kind of stuff? How do you price it?
Yeah, so it's based on the area, so the length, the width, the snowfall amount too as well. Those are the main, pricing, variables.
Wow. Okay. Now, obviously when there's a big snow, people have to usually wait a little longer just because, it takes a lot to do. But have you found, in the 4 years you're doing this, for the most part, people are going to the app and plugging in saying, I need somebody here. And, are you kind of hoping, hey, they'll be there within 24 hours, or what's kind of your mantra to your potential clients?
Running as little as 10 minutes, just thanks to the route optimization. In a lot of our markets, we have, hundreds of landscapers that are signed up on our platform in each market. We're able to be, efficient. Obviously, during a bigger snowstorm, it could take longer, especially with road conditions.
You're a smart guy there, Wills Mahoney. I like this idea. Plows is the app where you can order a snowplow contractor to come out there and do your snow plowing when you need them. The website is plowz.com, and I would imagine that there's an app as well. Is it available both with Android and OS?
Yes, it is, correct.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Wills, I hope that for lots of snow for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Take care. That's cool. Check that out. If you're looking for somebody to come there now, there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. Lindsay, we need to figure out what our app is that we can make a gazillion dollars on.
I feel like it's like, ooh, I have a leaky toilet. Let's go to the House Smarts app. And then you're going to be there like, hi, what can I do for you? And then, don't you think? I mean, do you have
I'm going to fix their toilet on the app, or I'm going to send them a plumber?
Oh, that's probably a better idea.
Yeah.
I wanted you to be like there on the app and like,
got it.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
I don't think it's going to work.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have no time for that.
But I what do you mean?
But I want to help people. I want people to call and they can help. 800-848-WABC. Joan is in Rockville Center. Joan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I get up early on the weekend to listen to your show. I love it. It's great.
That's so nice. How can I help you?
My question is, as soon as it gets cold, I get mice in a crawl space. What can I do? We put pebbles around the outside. I buy this mint spray, but I got one this week. What can I do to prevent these
mice? In the basement, right?
Yes.
All right. We need to find out where they're coming in. And remember that mice can come in a hole the size of a dime. So if you can go outside and really look with a flashlight or whatever and say, oh, there's a piece of loose siding or there's a piece of the brick that's got a gap in it there. And here's what I want you to do. Do you have any pets, Joan?
No.
Okay. I want you to take where those holes are. If you notice there's gaps somewhere, take a little loose newspaper and I want you to stuff it in that area. And I want you to use some bait on the outside of the home. And you can buy some, either loose bait or they've got these bait traps where, squirrels and stuff won't get in them. On the inside, that mint that you spoke of, there's a great product by Bonide called Mouse Magic. And they make these little sachets that smell like, they smell like mint, almost like Christmas. Place a few of those in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea, that's a repellent. They don't like that smell. And hopefully that drives them outside, and then they see the bait, and they go, ooh, this is delicious. And hopefully they expire on the outside of your home rather than the inside of your home.
Right, exactly.
That combination, but the key is that little trick with the newspaper.
Yes.
If you go back tomorrow and you're like, oh, look, the newspaper's out, right? I just stuffed it in there. That means that they're coming in and out of that area. And check the bait, put the newspaper back in with the bait, that's properly stocked so they can eat it. And then hopefully in the third day you come back and the newspaper's still there because they went off and to the big mouse heaven in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. We've looked before, and I don't see any holes or any way they could be getting in, but I guess there is.
There is. It's the size of a dime.
Really? And yeah. Does the river rocks that I put around, is that supposed to help? Somebody said, oh, they won't dig through rocks, the river rocks.
I think that the river rocks are giving, they probably are going, oh, look at how nice this house looks. It does nothing to keep them away. No.
And then somebody had told me about putting something inside that will eat it and it makes them thirsty, so then they go out looking for water. Is that any good?
Well, most baits work on that. That's the premise of it. Some are an anticoagulant, and some are the ones that make you thirsty. There is one brand in particular called Mouse X or Rat X, and that formulation is where it dries them out looking for water, and then they're typically heading outside. So
yeah.
If you're looking for a really good bait, look for that in your area.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Great show. Continue the helpful work.
Thanks, Joan. I appreciate you calling. Happy holidays to you. Hey, our phone number is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
77 WABC.
Now back to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on 77 WABC.
Amy, what you wanna do?
Hey, I know that girl. Thanks, Amy. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. I'm Lou Manfredini. Just a few minutes left in our show, 800-848-WABC. Thanks so much for listening. Hope the holiday season is going well for you. And remember, our holiday gift ideas that we featured this morning as part of our Noodaloo 2 holiday gifts that actually give back. You can go to my Facebook page, just like Lou Manfredini on Facebook, and you'll see description of them there with links, I would imagine, too, right, where you can find them. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Elaine is in Carmel. Elaine, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thanks again. Actually, I've been calling you here and there, and you've given me very good advice in the past that works.
Haven't I told you to stop calling?
I'm not listening. Actually, you helped me with my well one time with the fraudy situation. We cleaned it out, and the problem seems to be handled.
Oh, good. Well, how can I help you now?
Okay, so I have, due to the high water level, you know, the iron is back a little, but the, you know, the, we have a typical salt softener, but the tannins, and I'm sure you know, and I've just kind of gotten educated, the as the water level goes up, the water touches the roots of the trees,
right,
extracts tannins out, and forgive me if this is wrong, but this is how I understand it. And they get into your system, and when you open up your faucet, it looks okay until the water touches anything organic, like you know, a little coffee left or a peanut butter on a spoon, and bam, it turns black. And I'm wondering, is there any... a thing we can add to our existing system that would eliminate that, or do we just wait it out?
Well, okay, so, you know, think about, you got to think about how a softener works, right? And the idea is that you do, you know, in that if you have a typical softener with a brine tank and, you know, it treats a certain amount of water, and then that water gets mixed in with the general water that gets pulled in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those tannins, because it's kind of an, you know, there's a little bit of oil to it, right?
Wow.
Is where you get that that reaction from it. You're probably better off, Elaine, doing a whole house filter.
Okay.
And what I would do now, are you on a well or are you city water?
Well, absolutely, it's a well.
Absolutely a well. Okay. So what I would do is, on that main line coming in before the softener,
okay,
I would do a canister filter. And
is that,
those
is that the fabric? It looks like a spool. Is it a fabric filter?
Looks like an old. It looks actually looks like an old oil filter. But it,
okay,
in other words, typically they're typically the way they, you know, you've got your main line coming in. It could be a 3/4 inch pipe, 1 inch,
right,
whatever it is. Right as it comes in, this, okay, this big blue, you know, it's a fitting that goes in, water goes in, water goes out, there'll be valves on both sides, and you loosen this large blue, typically blue, cup, and inside there is a filter that, you know what it looks like? It looks like a roll of paper towels.
Yes.
Right? Within those filters, there are good, better, best as far as the microns that they will catch.
Right. Right.
And the highest micron level that you can buy will really do a nice job. Here's the downside: you got to change that filter more often,
which is fine.
typically the fitting that goes on there. The reason I want you to have valves on both sides is you'll turn the valves off to the filter, which won't affect the water in the rest of the home, meaning that you don't have to drain everything down. And it has a little pressure relief button on the top. You loosen that, you unscrew it, pull the thing out, put the filter back in, ba-ding, ba-doom, ba-ding, you change the whole thing in like 4 minutes and you're done.
Right.
One of the
very quick question.
Yep.
We have something like that, and it seems to be positioned after everything is done. I could be wrong. So we initially started out
before,
with a filter that looked like that. Oh, it had to be before. Okay.
It has to be before.
Okay.
All right.
So
Elaine, never call here again. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, you solved the problem with the fraud. I would turn my water on, and it was Alka-Seltzer coming out. And you really did solve the problem.
Good.
It could be that we have the worst water in the Northeast region.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully this will help. All right. When you're looking at those filters, there's a bunch of different makers. Start with Culligan. They make a very good line and a system, and you can get a plumber to put that in.
I bet that's the problem. We're probably using Brenda.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. In Southern Plainsview is where Gary is online. Gary, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning, sir.
Merry Christmas, Lou, to you and your entire staff there.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. And we listen to your show every Saturday morning. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I found out that the house I bought has 9x9 vinyl tiles in the basement floor that has asbestos, and I was wondering if you know of a particular company that I could get an estimate from that's good at remediating asbestos.
Did you test it?
Yes, I had it tested. It's got 3% whatever special name is for it.
Okay, so that's good, because one of the things, the mistake that a lot of people make, Gary, is that they say, oh, I've got asbestos, they've got these tiles, and it's really the only way you're ever going to know is if you get it tested. Here's where I want you to go. Go to the NARI website, N-A-R-I .org. That's the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to plug in your zip code, and you're going to get, look for flooring contractors in particular that do asbestos abatement.
Terrific.
And who lives in your home? Like kids, grandkids?
Me, my wife, and three cats.
Okay. You're probably going to have to leave. They're going to they're going to do some plastic work. They're going to get the floors wet. They're going to remediate it, take it out of there properly, and then you can put down a new floor. Think about a luxury vinyl tile floor, it'll look really nice and get that abated the right way. It'll be a good resale value for you. Gary, thanks so much for the phone call. We ran out of time, but we'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio right here on 77 WABC. Have a great weekend, everybody.
77 WABC.